From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A new U.S.-Russia brokered ceasefire continues to hold for the most part in Syria, with no fatalities reported in the first 24 hours. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
So we have seen some reports of sporadic violence, but thus far the arrangement as a whole seems to be holding, and the violence is lower in comparison to previous days and weeks.
The U.N. Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said a relief convoy is prepared to move on to the embattled city of Aleppo.
WFP, which is the main logistical and organization linked to the convoys, is ready with 20 trucks. They are loaded and ready.
If the truce holds for a week, the U.S. and Russia will establish a joint integration command to coordinate airstrikes against jihadist groups not covered by the truce. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Herrigin is commander of U.S. Air Force's Central Command.
The important key to remember right now is we will continue to do prudent planning with respect to any implementation. But the reality is we have to get through six more days of the Russians and the regime doing the right thing.
It is hoped the deal will last long enough to allow resumption of talks on the country's political future. For the first time since it plunged into chaos in 1991, Somalia hosted a regional summit of African heads of state. Somalia's foreign minister said it symbolizes his country's reconstruction. They discussed Somalia's upcoming elections. Amina Mohamed is Kenya's foreign affairs secretary.
It welcomed the federal government of Somalia's commitment to a credible, transparent, inclusive electoral mechanism towards a peaceful and democratic transition.
The regional leaders discussed tensions in South Sudan, where factional fighting erupted in July, threatening a year-old peace agreement. This is VOA News. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres's condition is now listed as serious but stable, and he's in a medically induced coma after suffering a stroke on Tuesday. Dr. Itzhak Kreis is director of the Sheba Medical Center.
Mr. Shimon Peres suffered from a major stroke with a component of bleeding. He is now sedated and on a respirator, and we are with a close and continuous contact and evaluation on his state.
The 93-year-old Perez, hospitalized with a heart ailment in January, has served in nearly every major public office in Israel and is co-recipient of the 1994 Nobel Peace Prize for helping negotiate the Oslo Peace Accords with the Palestinians. U.S. officials say the United States will sign a record 10-year, $38 billion security assistance deal with Israel Wednesday, the largest of its kind ever. The current agreement expires in 2018. Israel sought more funding, and the negotiations took 10 months to complete. The so-called Memorandum of Agreement must be approved by Congress and calls for nearly $4 billion in aid each year. For the first time, includes funds for Israel's missile defense. The UN Tuesday said yellow fever in Angola and Democratic Republic of Congo have been brought under control following a mass vaccination program. Sylvie Briand heads infectious hazard management for the World Health Organization.
One good news is that these outbreaks are under control now. We haven't had any new cases in Angola since 23rd June. And since 12 July in DRC.
She cautioned further outbreaks in Africa cannot be ruled out, including parts of Congo that have not been vaccinated. Three Ukrainian soldiers were killed Tuesday in fighting with pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine ahead of a new peace effort by Germany and France. A truce went into effect September 1st that appeared to hold until a recent uptick in fighting. German and French foreign ministers hope to shore up the truce and pave the way for a political process to try to end 29 months of conflict that has killed thousands. President Obama Wednesday hosts Myanmar's state counselor and de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who is expected to seek a further easing of sanctions for the Southeast Asian country as it transitions to democracy following decades of military rule. It's her first visit since her National League for Democracy won elections in November. U.S. Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is expected to resume full campaigning on Thursday after recovering from pneumonia. President Obama campaigned in her place on Tuesday in the city of Philadelphia. Clinton canceled several events after falling ill Sunday during a 15th anniversary observance of the September 1, 2001 terrorist attacks in New York. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.